Your menstrual cycle explained. Did you know that your menstrual cycle affects more than just your period? It can impact various aspects of your body, including your energy levels, mental health, libido, and skin. The menstrual cycle is a complex process that involves hormones communicating with the brain and other organs. While its primary purpose is to achieve pregnancy, it affects different parts of your body in unique ways. How long does a menstrual cycle last? Menstrual cycles typically last around 28 days, but range from 21 to 45 days. It's not uncommon for cycles to be irregular, particularly during mental or physical stress or significant weight changes. If the body is not prepared for pregnancy, it won't allow ovulation to occur. However, irregularities in menstrual cycles may indicate a more serious issue. If your cycle is shorter than 21 days, it could suggest an infection or changes in the cervix. Additionally, ovarian cysts can disrupt hormonal balance, while conditions like PCOS can lengthen menstrual cycles to over 35 days. As women age, irregular cycles can signify declining fertility and the start of perimenopause. Which hormones control? The menstrual cycle, estrogen. Follicles in the ovaries produce estrogen, which is a female sex hormone. Estrogen is vital in regulating the menstrual cycle by thickening and making the uterus lining, known as the endometrium, more receptive to a fertilized egg. Estrogen reaches its highest levels just before ovulation. Progesterone. The corpus luteum, the remaining follicle after ovulation, produces progesterone, the other major female sex hormone. Its primary function is to maintain the endometrium and prepare it for implantation. It usually peaks around day 21 of the menstrual cycle, approximately 1 week after ovulation. FSH. The pituitary gland in the brain creates follicle-stimulating hormone, FSH, which aims to promote the maturation of egg follicles. FSH also plays a crucial role in initiating puberty. During menstruation, FSH levels increase. However, FSH levels decrease a few days before ovulation as the body selects only one egg for further development. FSH levels then rise again, helping to facilitate ovulation before decreasing to their lowest levels just before menstruation. LH. The brain produces luteinizing hormone, LH, which triggers ovulation and releases the most mature egg. LH production is stimulated by a peak in estrogen levels, and the surge of LH leads to ovulation. The key phases of the menstrual cycle. 1. Follicular phase. When? This phase occurs from approximately the onset of your menstrual period until ovulation. What occurs? Your ovaries contain eggs that are continually attempting to grow, but they are only released for potential fertilization when the hormonal conditions are just right. During this phase, the pituitary gland responds to low levels of estrogen and progesterone by producing FSH, follicle-stimulating hormone. FSH promotes the growth of follicles and the production of estrogen. The uterine lining thickens in preparation for a potential fertilized egg to implant, and FSH levels decrease when estrogen levels reach a specific point. How might you feel? You might experience migraines, particularly if prone to hormonal migraines, because estrogen levels are low at the start of the follicular phase. Increased libido may be noticed as estrogen tends to boost sex drive during this phase, as it's your body's way of trying to facilitate pregnancy. This is also why you may feel fullness in your vagina and notice more slippery discharge. Your breasts can also feel fuller towards the end of the follicular phase. 2. Ovulation. When? Ovulation typically occurs around the 14th day of a 28-day menstrual cycle. What occurs? Towards the end of the follicular phase, one mature egg, or occasionally one from each ovary, emerges as the winner of the growth competition and is prepared for release. This mature egg generates a substantial amount of estrogen, which signals the pituitary gland to release LH, luteinizing hormone. LH facilitates the release of the egg. Once released, it takes approximately 24 hours for the egg to traverse the fallopian tube, where fertilization must occur for a potential pregnancy. The egg remains viable for 24 hours, while sperm can survive up to 5 days. how might you feel? You may experience an increase in body temperature, usually around half a degree Celsius, immediately after ovulation, as it's conducive to sperm survival. Your cervix may become softer and more open. As blood flow to the uterus peaks, the cervix welcomes sperm. During this time, you may notice that it feels soft and open, and you might observe an egg white-like discharge that supports sperm mobility. 3. Luteal phase. When? The luteal phase of the menstrual cycle commences after the egg's release during ovulation, approximately 14 days before the onset of your period. What occurs? After ovulation, the egg leaves behind the corpus luteum, which begins producing progesterone to facilitate the maturation of the uterine lining. The body anticipates a fertilized egg's descent through the fallopian tube and its growth to a size suitable for attachment to the uterine wall, which takes several days. Around day 21, the corpus luteum becomes less effective, leading to a decline in progesterone production. When progesterone and estrogen levels drop significantly, the uterine lining breaks down, resulting in menstrual bleeding. How might you feel? Premenstrual syndrome, PMS. If you're part of the 80% of women who experience some form of PMS, this phase is when you'll likely encounter it. With lower progesterone levels, you might feel agitated, irritable, and low during this stage. Hormonal acne. Hormonal acne tends to be more pronounced during the luteal phase, primarily due to reduced progesterone levels. 4. Menstruation. When? The onset of your menstrual period is designated as day 1 of your menstrual cycle, concurrently marking the commencement of your follicular phase, as explained in phase 1 above. The average menstrual cycle spans 28 days, although this duration can vary among individuals. What occurs? Menstruation ensues if pregnancy doesn't occur as the uterine lining breaks down. During the subsequent luteal phase, characterized by elevated progesterone levels, the production of FSH, follicle-stimulating hormone, and LH, luteinizing hormone, by the brain decreases to a minimum. Once progesterone levels drop again, the cycle resets, returning to the follicular phase. How might you feel? Menstrual bleeding. Most individuals experience a menstrual period lasting 3-5 days, although this duration can vary. Potential cramping. Mild cramping and discomfort are common during menstruation. If you experience severe pain, hefty bleeding, or concerning symptoms, it's advisable to consult a doctor as there may be an underlying issue. 5. When am I most fertile? When ovulating, which typically occurs 14 days before the start of your period, it can be beneficial to become familiar with your body's menstrual cycle. Doctors recommend paying attention to your vaginal discharge, checking your cervix, and being aware of any breast tenderness. These observations will help you recognize patterns and signals in your body. 6. How will my menstrual cycle change throughout my life? From the onset of your initial menstruation, the typical age at which girls experience their first period is slightly above 12 years, but this can vary between 9 and 15 years. It takes some time for your body to adapt and regulate the balance of hormones, but after a year, your menstrual cycles should become more predictable. Throughout different life stages, including the possibility of pregnancy, except for pregnancy, breastfeeding, and occasional missed periods due to high stress levels, your menstruation should remain regular until you reach your mid-40s. As we age, the quality of our eggs decreases, leading to a heightened risk of miscarriages and chromosomal abnormalities. The corpus luteum, responsible for producing progesterone, becomes less efficient, potentially resulting in shorter menstrual cycles. This change is typically the earliest indication of entering perimenopause. Concluding with perimenopause and menopause. Over time, the supply of eggs diminishes, causing your menstrual cycles to become less frequent. Despite not ovulating, your ovaries will continue to produce estrogen, which prompts the lining of your uterus to thicken. However, since there's no ovulation, progesterone production decreases, eventually shedding this built-up lining. This is why you might experience irregular but heavy and prolonged bleeding until you're around 51. After this period, if you haven't had a period for a year, you're officially in menopause. Mobi Doctor can provide valuable assistance by offering convenient online consultations with experienced doctors. With Mobi Doctor, you can easily access medical expertise and seek professional guidance from home, ensuring prompt and accessible healthcare solutions.